Talking sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Are you heading to New York City to ring in 2024?
Happy New Year!
On Friday in Times Square, they tested confetti, but other preparations for New Year's Eve are no joke. A law enforcement bulletin obtained by CBS News warns of a heightened threat of violence through the holidays. FBI officials say there are no known credible threats, but they have received thousands of tips in recent months with particular concerns about lone actors. Security officials keeping their eye on the ball while the world watches the one in Times Square. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Well, while the weather is expected to be pretty mild in New York for New Year's, they're dealing with some nasty weather on the West Coast. Meteorologist Reynolds Wolf with the Weather Channel.
We've got several sources of energy that are going to make the way into California, and the result is going to be possibly some heavy rainfall. Could get some mudslides. Another thing to watch will be the snow that will begin to pile up across the Sierra Nevada. Keep in mind, you could also have a lot of wave action up and down the coast. So Pismo Beach, places like Redondo Beach, be ready for that.
South Africa is accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza.
Lot libel and disgust. This is the reaction from Israel after South Africa accused it of failing to prevent genocide in Gaza, saying Israel's actions are genocidal in character. Israel rejects the harsh allegations, accusing South Africa of collaborating with Hamas. Meanwhile, the Israeli military continued its attacks against three refugee camps in central Gaza, where it says Hamas is operating from. The United Nations is estimating that Israel's attacks are forcing 150,000 Palestinians to flee the camps. Yotam Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
Ukrainian President Zelensky visited troops on the front line of its war with Russia hours after a massive attack. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse in Kyiv.
While Moscow is trying to damage Ukrainian morale, President Zelensky is trying to boost it by visiting troops in Avdiivka, one of the most hostile parts of the front line.
New research has identified 15 risk factors for young onset dementia. Here's CBS's Michael George.
A study published in JAMA Neurology looked at 350,000 people under 65 years old in the UK. Education, socioeconomic status, and common health issues like vitamin D deficiency were among the factors influencing dementia outcomes.
If you got a portable blender for Christmas and were ready to make all sorts of protein shakes to lose weight in the new year, check the brand. BlendJet 2s have been recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission because they can overheat or catch fire, and they say the blades can break off while blending. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
Right now, it's 28.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are powered by Everlight Solar. Here's today's episode. Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating, good for you. I know you all are going to be around your families and whatnot, and so Colleen and I thought it would be fun to do a little roundup of the siblings podcasts. Colleen,
definitely not because we're lazy and couldn't think of a good podcast to have.
You weren't supposed to tell them that.
Oh, shoot, that was in italics. I shouldn't have said anything.
How can we do a podcast, a new podcast, without doing a new podcast? But
these episodes are definitely fan favorites, fam favorites.
Fam favorites and fan favorites.
We figured it was going to work just well over the holiday season. People just being with family, and now you can see Charlie's very not dysfunctional family.
I am one of 12 kids, and all 12 kids are going to be on this podcast.
It's really fun. And they're such good. Like, I personally love them.
I enjoy them too. So the way we were doing this is we broke it up. We've got the Brothers podcast with Andy, Billy, myself and John. We've got two sister podcasts that we've broken up into this because I have eight sisters.
Bridget, Maggie, Mary Kate, and
Nora.
Betsy. And
oh,
then,
that, oh, I forgot.
Yeah. And then,
say it again, because I screwed it up. It's Bridget, Maggie,
Bridget, Maggie, Mary Kate, and Betsy. And then the other one is Nora, Emily, Ellie, and.
No, you screwed it up.
Stop. Addie.
Weren't Betsy and Maggie on the same podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, so Betsy, Maggie, Mary Kate,
and Bridget, She was going abroad.
Yep. So
we were going to do four older, four younger, but it didn't work. So Addie and Bridget switched.
Got it.
So then Addie, Ellie, Emily, Nora were on the second one. And so, like, how we're going to do this is it's sisters one first, brothers, sisters two. It's like a sandwich. That's what Hannah just told me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very fun.
So yeah, it's a lot of siblings and a lot of secrets brought out of the woodwork and stories told about you guys growing up, which is just, it's a lot of fun.
All right, folks. And with that, here is my conversation with Betsy Behrens, Maggie Behrens, Mary Kate Behrens, and Bridget Behrens.
What's the funniest story you guys have of growing up? Oh, I got one for Betsy, actually. So
sorry.
Betsy, you know, when she was a kid, she's like 5-6 years old or something. You know, she was exploring life, I guess. And mom was doing laundry.
The tennis balls.
And Betsy, no, it wasn't tennis balls.
Soccer socks.
Betsy took the soccer socks, the big ones. She couldn't eat, no ankle socks for her. She puts them in her shirt and she starts walking around the freaking lawn like she's that one sexy skunk on the deals. And the lady sexy skunk. And like she's got the perfume tracing her. And from then I was like, oh my God, Andy.
You weren't supposed to see it.
I got Andy. I was like,
nobody
Andy.
Nobody was supposed
look
to
at
see
Betsy.
It.
She's got socks in her shirt. And from that day on, we called her Socko.
And the name stuck the for name, like 10 years.
Oh, it's still sticking. It's about to stick again. Hey, aho, what do you know? If you want to go, just call Socko & Co.
How many sisters get a jingle? Just me.
I know. Just you.
It.
Yeah. So anyway, that's...
That was a great story.
Maybe you were onto something.
Thanks. Does anybody else have any...
I manifested
maybe
it.
Maybe I should have done that.
Oh, that's funny. That's a boob joke. I just got that.
Anyways.
I've got a story.
Okay.
I'm not
surprised. Boy.
Can someone pass me the wine?
Yeah, you're going to need it. Go ahead, Marge. We're listening. All right, Maggie, you can talk and pour at the same time. This is dead air for people at home.
Ooh, oh. She's pouring the wine.
They're turning to the another wine. Podcast right now, Maggie.
Okay. Well, I remember... when mom and dad would go on date nights, what do date nights remind you of?
Mac and cheese and bologna rings.
Bologna rings.
And mom's date night perfume.
Yeah.
Oh. Joe Malone.
God, you guys. Let's not. All right.
Okay, you made that weird. We just got a kiss on the cheek and she smelled nice.
And we got lipstick sting on the cheek.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks, mom. And so they would go out on date night, and one time you guys found the camcorder, the video recorder. Do you remember this?
No.
And
Survivor.
Who's you guys?
Yes. So you took out the camcorder and you guys wanted to play a game of Survivor, meaning you would take out the camcorder and have and interview people of who they would vote off the island.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
I was the first one voted off.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
But the island was the basement.
And then we stopped playing the game.
And then they stopped playing the game until bedtime.
And we had a great night.
It was so peaceful. No, but I think you guys wanna like kind of like voted. Was it just me who got voted off?
How much therapy has this cost you? It's cost her some.
I'll send you the bill.
You've actually talked about this in therapy, haven't you?
You know, like it wasn't great for the wasn't great for the self-esteem.
Oh my God, Maggie. First of all, I don't have any recollection of this.
For real?
For real. None. What is it?
Everyone else did.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
I have like a vivid memory.
Betsy was busy
putting on her one-woman show.
No. She was busy. Wrap it up. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't think we need
quickly.
Whatever. Her shirt.
She was busy like creating traps for you guys in your room.
Booby trapping.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
Socko traps.
Where she would put you guys would send us to bed early, and she would then be up in your bedroom putting pillows on the door as you guys would walk in.
Uh-huh.
And
that's very clever.
Barbies in your beds.
And what happened, Betsy?
And then?
I was putting pillows on top of the door so it would fall and attack you. Uh-huh. I fell and I stuck my arm through the chair that I was standing on to break my fall, and instead I broke my arm.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Then you were walking around with that blue cast forever.
Yeah, for like 6 months.
I forgot about that. That's how you broke that?
Yeah.
Well, that's karma.
You guys won't let me watch the Jeffersons.
You got in trouble. Don't
Jeffersons
you remember
was this? A great show.
That was a great show.
You're supposed to be
we
babysitting.
Probably just didn't want you.
Yeah, you sent me up to bed.
Well, that's because we wanted to watch it by ourselves. I know. So, Maggie, we voted Betsy off the island too.
Yeah. I went to the hospital.
Well, I feel better now.
All right, good. Anyone else have any stories they'd like to share?
Oh.
Go ahead. Come on.
Come on, Bird. What about back in your day?
Well, I don't know if it was you or Andy or Bill, but some of you or one of you put us on the... We were much younger, much younger than Charlie. Much younger.
That's annoying.
Charlie's and way old.
Charlie's really old.
Everybody knows I'm old.
Count the wrinkles.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I do not.
Elevens.
All right. Okay. I don't need to hear about my elevens. Oh, none of you have elevens yet. Okay. Oh, well, who's getting Botox in this deal? Huh?
Not yet.
No, we've talked about it.
Are you?
Are you? Yeah.
Clearly yes. Not.
Raise your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not. Confirmed. You're moving.
But anyway,
you guys are so, like, unbelievable. Anyway. I've been moisturizing.
Oh, good.
Oh,
drinking water.
All right, just let's keep going.
Anyway, you guys used to put us, the little girls, on top of the fridge and leave us there.
That's
walk away.
True. that I remember. But what happened? What happened, Bridget? Did you, more than anyone else, knows how to get off a fridge?
If yeah,
you
she learned Bridget, how to climb down.
She could
down
climb.
Down the doorway.
She climbed down the doorway. See, you would not be as good in life if we didn't put you on top of that
survival
fridge.
Skills.
I'm not climbing as much these days. I feel like I would have done just fine.
It's the emotional climb.
I made it. Oh,
how many times in your life
there's
has
a Miley Cyrus song?
Yeah. It's not about how high the fridge. It's not about what's waiting on the other side. Mostly dust bunnies. It's
true.
The climb.
It's a really dusty fridge.
It's the sit.
That's
pretty close.
Yeah.
Another time was my, not that you put us on the fridge, but it was my eighth grade graduation. We were all supposed to write a speech. This was one of our papers for eighth grade. And so I'm writing it the night before, as Barons do. It's usually a procrastinating gig. And I'm trying to make it funny. Thankfully, you were there for some reason.
All right.
And you, Mom says, Charlie, help Bridget.
Yeah.
So,
because I'm like, good. I'm like, writing.
This is supposed to be your deal. So you push me aside and start, you know, writing on my Chromebook that I had from school.
Yeah.
And I read what you have and I was like, good. Good enough.
Yeah. And what'd you get on that?
Well, I submitted it and was really surprised when I got a 14 out of 20 on that paper. I did not do well, and
well,
I think I got the lowest grade.
Well, that's what grade were you in again?
Eighth. That was my eighth grade graduation speech. It was for a contest. I did not give the eighth grade graduation speech.
See, I was teaching you another lesson.
don't listen to Charlie.
No, don't let somebody do the work that you can do yourself. Don't ever let somebody do the work you can do yourself. Guys,
wow. Great lesson.
So
great
full lesson. Of wisdom. Knowledge. If you guys would just listen.
That was inspiration.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Thank you.
A role model
Did
for
that
all
come
of us.
Off of a Anyways, Hallmark Christmas card?
Oh, okay.
On the role model trend, Betsy, I think you have a story about Charlie coming home from the local bar.
What?
Weren't you doing homework with your glasses on?
Oh, yes. I.
What happened?
And I was in the den.
Yeah.
And you were coming home. I don't think it was from the bar. I think it was from a friend's house.
Oh.
And you being the environmentalist, you were convinced mom that you didn't need a ride from her. For some reason, you were just going to rollerblade.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So you were coming down the hill. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I hear the wheels coming down Brook Avenue.
Yeah.
And you take the turn into the driveway.
That's a steep
really
turn.
Fast. And go right off the driveway into the ditch. Fall down. And then somehow make your way up to the house, still in your rollerblades. Come into the house in your rollerblades. And I'm sitting there typing my paper. You steal my glasses. And blade away with them on your head.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't remember the rest. Did he break them?
I thought he tripped up the stairs and then
went to bed. I think that was the end of his night.
I don't remember that.
Not surprised.
Along with your environmentalist days, I remember you insisting on showering outside.
In the rain.
The longest time.
You're exaggerating this.
Do you guys remember the up north that Charlie refused to shower?
What?
Never forget.
I think that was a summer. I don't think that was just an up north.
Why?
As
because
Dad said.
You said it was bad.
You were something. Ripe.
Yeah.
I didn't refuse to
Can we title the podcast
shower?
You Were Ripe?
Yeah. You Were Ripe.
I did not refuse to shower. When was this?
You smelled
And your hair looked
so
like Jimmy Neutron.
Well, what the hell?
You would reach over someone in the boat. You would die.
Oh my gosh.
The fish were so dead bad.
Just raised his arms.
And the when was this?
Got a lot of floaters.
Yeah.
Rose.
When was this?
More recently than I think anybody would like to hear.
Do you think he was in college? Soon.
Yeah, it's probably right. college.
Oh, that was a long
Too
time
old.
Ago.
All right. This is not true. For
Very true.
We're playing a new game now.
Oh.
Actually, before we get to the game, speaking of speeches, Bridget, I got to give a speech coming up.
You want to know how you finish your thought.
Do you want advice for what to say?
Yeah, I'm giving the commencement, Madison.
You want to know I found out about this?
Yeah, Bridge.
I was sitting at work and I got a text the day it came out. Got a text from my roommate. Brother's giving the commencement speech? Is he? I heard it from her, not from you.
So well, Bridget,
I know.
First of all,
gotta work on those internal communications that Craig's
well, how many sisters do I have?
It's a text. One that's going to Madison.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not graduating.
Thank you, Shelby, for telling me.
You're not graduating.
I don't know if I'd ever find out.
So what should I say to these kids for the commencement? And sorry, Bridget. Sorry.
Really? No.
I got some good advice from you.
Okay. From me?
Yes.
From? Or for me?
From.
Okay.
At my SOAR freshman year.
Yeah.
Before my freshman year.
Yeah.
I was lost in Madison.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you were not my first call, but mom didn't answer. Betsy didn't answer. I think I might have even tried Andy and Bill.
Okay. All right.
I had a flip phone at the time, so I couldn't get my maps up, and I had no idea how to maneuver around Madison.
Yeah.
And so I ended up calling you.
And I answered, because I'm the only one who cares.
Yes, and I do appreciate it. And you gave me directions.
Of course, because I'm a good brother.
You are a good brother. Wait, for how to get where I needed to go.
Yeah.
Not based on street names, but on the bars that I saw. You could tell me exactly where to go and which direction to turn based on what I saw around me.
Well, and
I got there.
And you got there. And you never forgot where those bars were.
I never did.
You visited them, I hear.
I could probably do the same right now.
See? You know, sometimes you don't always get what you want, but if you call enough barons, as you just might find
directions to the plaza.
The silver dollar.
Yeah. I think it started with the red shed, actually.
It always starts with the red shed.
The plaza, that is Andy's hangout.
Oh, yeah. $2 Long Island.
And Billy.
They upped the charge. $3, I think. Thursday nights, though.
Inflation.
You won't remember them.
Mom.
Do you think mom's actually going to listen to this? No,
100%. Oh. Ooh.
I think she might.
I think she will.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mom.
We love you.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. We're on our best behaviors.
Always.
So, which one of you got caught by Mom and Dad drinking first?
I think that was you.
What?
I think that was you.
I said, which one of you? When did I get caught?
I never drank until I was 21.
Oh, no. I do recall a night that you got caught drinking.
What? When?
Was he?
Did he have to give Mom a kiss?
Oh.
When the police called.
No.
He was just macking.
He was just. Stop it. Stop it.
Backseat bingo.
I was just sleeping in my bed.
Stop it. Stop.
Sleeping in my bed.
I heard the phone ring. All right, stop it. Let's talk about.
I heard the phone ring, and Dad was greeting Charlie at the door after he hung up. And Betsy and I were sharing a room at the time.
Did you put your ears to the floor?
Yeah, that was some hot gas.
So pretending to sleep, and all of a sudden I heard gossip.
This is a good one.
And Dad greeted Charlie at the door, and I was just trying to sleep, but ear pressed up against the door. And he said, "So, police called."
Charlie goes, yeah.
Enough of this story. Enough.
Dad goes, "They said you were in the back seat of the car with the girl."
I was in the front seat, first of all.
Nothing happened.
They said you were on top of her. What were you talking about?
Oh, this will get edited out, I'm sure.
Sorry, Colleen. It's Colleen. Yeah, we're very sorry.
So what were you doing? And Charlie goes, making out. And Betsy and I were like, with who? So I'm sure this will get edited out, but I just wanted to bring
Shut
it out.
Up.
I'm crying.
All right.
That is a good one.
That was the first time I heard making out as a term. Thank you, Charlie.
Was this the same night you pushed the car out the driveway?
Yeah.
All right. That was alleged.
Can you confirm or deny?
All right. So I was going to an after the party that, you know, this is before after the party, there's the after party kids. And
Charlie, that was just sorry, Colleen.
Sorry, Colleen.
Is she just gonna edit all of this out?
Probably.
This is a 5 minute long podcast.
It's gonna be our introduction. Very censored. The rest is cut. It's just 20 minutes of us cracking up.
Anyway, I put the car in reverse. I turned the key, I put the car, popped it into reverse, and then just walked it out the driveway far enough away from the house where they couldn't hear the engine go off, and then I drove it away.
Honestly, that's
which car?
Smart.
Which car?
It was a Taurus.
You weren't very smart, but that was smart.
That was pretty smart.
It is smart, thanks. But also knowing Mom and Dad, they probably would not have woken up to
that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom, I'm home. Dad, I'm home.
Mom, I'm home!
That's
all right. Good night.
You guys have a much different experience than the older kids had grown, or than at least me and Andy had.
Mm. Well, you were getting picked up by the police.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Maybe they trusted us. That's crazy.
We were good kids.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways.
I was not on top
of
anybody.
Should we CCAP everyone here?
I was not on top of anybody. Okay. We were just.
Just playing Monopoly.
I was buckling her in.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged
have more than 4 million miles in my trunk. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
Right now, it's 28.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, that was the first round of the sisters. Now you get to hear from the brothers. Ladies and gents, we've got Andy Behrens, Billy Behrens, John Behrens, and of course, me, Charlie Behrens. You know, I don't know if we're going to have time for all these apologies, you know.
I can make mine real quick.
All right, John, make yours real quick.
Andy, on a certain way back from a fishing trip, I apologize for losing my temper over the humble suggestion that I should fix my car and make the phone call while you were there to hear it, because you wouldn't believe it would be done otherwise.
I think we need to dig into this one a little bit.
This was World War III. John and Andy.
First of all, many of these apologies are from years and years ago. Years and years ago.
This like, one like apology 20
years
is
ago.
From
this apology is from last year.
No. 2 years ago.
2 years ago. A year and a year ago. Feels like it might be a little fresh for both
John
of you.
John and Andy were driving back from up north. Andy asked John for a ride home. John, can I get a ride home? John is doing Andy a favor. Andy cannot help himself in the front seat. An hour in. John, why is your mirror broken? John, why is your back window broken? And Andy just keeps digging and digging and digging. And eventually, what happens?
This was from a place of concern.
A place of concern.
I think we provided all the context we need.
Yeah.
First of all, I mean, like, I just didn't want it to get broken further is the issue. Mm. And it was like, it was hanging on for dear life. John's, the back of John's car, like, the rear view window.
Somebody broke it on the trip. That was the issue.
No, I don't think that was the issue.
Dad tried lifting the gate hinge and it crumbled.
I think it was correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a hasty repair that then came undone at that point. So it was broken prior to the trip.
It was a Ford, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they say? Fix it again, Tony.
Yeah. So I suggested that John should
That's
get
a
it
Fiat.
Fixed. Maybe.
I don't speak Russian. I'm sorry.
Maybe one too many times, but I did suggest it that he should.
So who's apologizing to who?
It
here?
Was a tense car ride. Yeah. What do you? I guess I'm sorry. I feel like I'm apologizing again. Well, I'm here to receive your apology for this.
Andy, I gave you my apology when I threw that screwdriver at you and missed.
Okay.
I'm sorry for missing.
All right, Andy. John is sorry for missing. Very good, John. Where's my apology?
Can we do a separate true crime podcast about that car ride?
Yeah, we should, honestly. Right. We really should.
No, there's a lot of material
the
there.
The amount of phone calls that were received the next day fishing, Dad was in a boat 20 foot away from me and my boy. He goes, "What the f*** is wrong with your brothers?"
You could hear him clear across the lake.
Yeah, just airing out the grievances as
This is the
John
first time I got yelled at by Charlie and Dad in the same phone call.
Charlie, my apology to you. During a certain trip to Baltimore,
yeah,
I agreed to do merchandising for you.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I thought getting to the airport a half hour ahead of time was enough time to check in my bags.
Well, John, you know, I didn't realize this was your first time ever getting on a flight in your life.
Second time.
My bad.
John, what about the time that you were supposed to pick him up at the airport where it was?
Oh, yeah. I pay extra money to fly in to get in early so we can do a shoot. And I say, John, I'm at O'Hare. Okay.
You asked me this at 6 a.m.
Whatever. It was the day. It doesn't matter. You said, oh, yeah, I'll get you at O'Hare. And then I get to O'Hare and I'm waiting 20, 30 minutes. I'm on the phone with Max, and Max goes midway through the phone call, "Hey, have you talked to John?" And I go, "No, I got to call him. I don't know where he is. I'll call you back." And then Max hangs up the phone. What happened during that phone call? Well, you know what? Forget it. I'll just say what happened next. I called John and I go, "John, where are you?" He goes, "Charlie, don't be mad." I was like, "John, I'm not going to be mad. Did you go to the wrong airport?" He's like, "Yes, I did." I was like, "That's fine. There's enough time. Midway is a ways away from O'Hare, but you'll make it. Just put it in your GPS, get to O'Hare." He goes, "Okay, it's going to be about an hour and a half." I was like, "Where are you? Mitchell? Milwaukee?" "Yeah." "What the?" And I lost every I ever
you
had.
Got mad. I told you not to get mad.
Yeah, you did tell me not to get mad.
Seeing this all unfold and watching all the phone calls come in for that was the funniest thing I've ever, like, I was like, "You should probably go get Charlie, right?" And you're like, "Yeah, I reminded you." Because I was like, "Wait, like, where are you picking Charlie up? You left." Dante's like, "Oh, he's for sure at O'Hare." Like, we all were like, "Oh shit,
why didn't anyone tell me?"
No, we said you should be going, and then you said he's at Mitchell. Do you but apology accepted?
We're playing rock, paper, scissors right now. What's going on?
This is a consolatory fist bump.
All right, John, I accept your apology. John, I apologize for blowing up on you after that and making you
pay for the Uber, right?
Pay for the Uber. Yeah. I told John that he had to pay for my Uber, and then he started freaking out. He was like, "That I do." He was getting so pissed. I was like, "Fine, you start driving to me, and then when you get to where I am, I'll have the Uber pull over, but you're paying for everything that the Uber tracks." I thought that was fair. All right, Billy, your apologies. Thank you, John. I appreciate the apology.
Well, I haven't done a lot of bad stuff, so I don't have too many apologies. Andy, I think we've been cool. I don't think I owe you any apologies. I only had an hour to think of something.
Yeah,
I think we're good.
20 minutes.
Can you think of anything
that you need to apologize to
me
for?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I've got multiple nail marks on my body from you scratching.
Oh no, that's right. The risk med. Oh yeah. 2000.
Yeah. Oh boy.
2001. This was close to. Yeah, it was 2000. It was 2001.
In front of the Lauer girls.
Yeah.
You scratched.
Just Bill.
It wasn't
Bill
like
got mad.
You know. But I definitely went for it.
Bill just turned into a tornado of teeth and nails.
Okay, there were no teeth involved.
You beat up Andy in front of the Lauer girls?
I wouldn't say it was beating up. It was not
your best moment.
Not my best moment.
Not a good fighter.
Here's the thing. I went for the Australia strategy, where you take Australia, you build up all your troops in New Zealand, and then you go from there.
Yeah.
Weak strategy.
It's never worked out.
Africa is better.
I thought, hey, one last time, I'll try for it.
I think we made the Lauer girls play Risk. We're on like turn 67 of this game.
That's what we really ought to be apologizing for.
Bill's committed to the Australia strategy.
It didn't work. It didn't work in real history. It's not working out on Risk. And I built it up. Andy managed to take Asia, which, you know, in retrospect was kind of impressive.
I think the incident that caused the fight was dice were dropped on the board and scrambled up the little men. And we were trying to decide which one went where.
And you tried to allocate my troops to Western Australia. They clearly belonged in New Zealand.
Cheating was
nobody puts
by
that many
party.
Troops in Western Australia. And things got unpleasantly and violent, not in a dignified way. And that's how I'll phrase it. And for that, I'm sorry.
It was not befitting of the game.
You cheated.
Played by gentlemen in front of a map of the world. Anyways, there's still scratches on my back.
Nah, you're
from
fine.
You and on my forehead.
No.
Yeah.
Old Billy long nails.
Bill, yeah.
Well, apology accepted.
Bill was like Hellcat Maggie from Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
That was how we fought with people. Bill memorably said outright, my strategy is not to win the fight. It's to make it not worth it for you to fight me.
It's an effective strategy when you have two older brothers.
It's very valid. It's
yeah, true. It is.
Don knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Not my friends, it's a minority.
Yeah. Throw the elbows.
No one wants to go try and kill the rabid raccoon.
No.
Not worth it.
No.
Okay. Let's get to some stuff here. All right. John, what was it like?
No, you didn't apologize.
What?
You did not apologize.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
say.
He gave an apology to me.
I thought it was nice that you got apologized 2-3 times.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you like how that works?
I like that. We're recording your therapy.
I got some apologies. Okay, let's see here. Andy, do you remember the time that we were driving to school and we were going from one parking lot to another parking lot and there was a 3-foot dip between the parking lots?
Yeah.
And
I reenacted Blues Brothers.
Yeah, and you literally drove over that?
Yeah.
I told you that you were the dumbest person I've ever met in my life. And a bunch of other things that I still to this day can't repeat on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
And despite all those things being true, I do apologize.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. Bill, I do have some apologies for you. I apologize for giving you the name Bildo. Just because it rhymed with another word it's not appropriate. And
yeah,
I'm
no.
sorry that I taught your son how to say it, too.
I really appreciate you apologizing for that in front of a national audience.
Yeah.
And
Regional. Yeah. Mostly regional.
I bet there's
national.
One guy in Alaska.
Oh, okay. You going to apologize to me for that, too?
No.
We have at least 3 people in Alaska.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bi-coastal.
Yeah, and also sorry for breaking your leg.
Don't remember how you were involved in that. Feels like you're riding Andy's coattails.
Stolen valor.
All right, so apologies on that. And John, I'm sorry for when you were a kid teaching you how to headbutt. I think it gave you brain damage.
It sure did.
There it is, folks.
me and my brothers.
So let's get back to the podcast. My conversation with Addie Behrens, Emily Behrens, Nora Behrens, Ellie Behrens. Did I say all of them?
Yeah.
I did?
Yep.
All right. And of course, I'll be there too. Here you go. We have 8 sisters in the Behrens family. We had the 4 on earlier, and now we have the next 4 on. So just to recap, everybody.
Why did you go with the first 4 as the first 4?
That's a Colleen question, actually. I didn't know.
Those 4 were the first ones to respond to Colleen.
All right, let's take it from the top here. All right, so a few questions. This is a mom or dad thing. So these are the little things you got. This is the game that we're playing. Who's the most likely to help you on your homework, mom or dad?
Oh, it depends.
It depends on which one.
What's the subject?
Yeah, dad for math, mom for English.
Mom will mark up the margins of your paper.
If you want dad to say, all right, what is this plus this equal? All right, now divide by 50. What's the answer? That's not the answer. What is, okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why you need to do your homework. That's how dad kind
of
does that.
Yeah, speaking of homework.
He would just kind of be like, what is 15% of 382?
Easy. And then he'd
be
it's
easy. This is how you do it. And then you have to follow along and pretend. And then
he still does that. Yeah. He did it to me the other day.
Yeah.
When we were gambling for the sports or something for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What math did you? It was a $2 buy-in.
Actually, it wasn't that. It was something else. It was.
So you lied.
Oh, no. It was when I was scuba diving.
And you tried to explain what the bends was to an anesthesiologist sitting at the table.
Right. Yeah. Someone described it as Jesse Pinkman trying to describe how to make meth to Walter White.
That was funny.
Yeah. Dad, when you're bad at math, dad doesn't take too good to that. Yeah. You know?
Stoichiometry was a beast.
Oh,
with
God.
Dad.
That word just
Emily
gave me a
also did
shivers.
Not do her homework from the ages of -2 till now.
From the 3rd grade to probably 10th grade, 12th grade, I didn't do homework very regularly.
At all.
Which drove a little bit of a wedge between me and dad. We spent a lot of time gathering assignments and doing them at 11 p.m.
Wow. 11 p.m., the kitchen table.
To be fair, I still graduated college and everything, and I have a job. We're all good. Honestly,
were you not a good student?
I was a terrible student.
Emily was the worst.
Certifiably terrible.
Most likely to give love life advice, mom or dad?
Love life advice?
I don't know. I don't think.
Life advice?
Love life advice. Most likely to give you love life advice.
Oh, a mixed bag. A mixed bag.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, it's different times. Yeah, I'm not a good example on this one. I'm not the best example.
I'm doing long distance with my boyfriend, and my dad was like, well, how often do you guys talk? And I was like, oh, every day. Like, we talk pretty constantly. And he goes, that's when I knew I was going to marry your mom. And I was like, okay, good to know. Yeah, and that's the only thing. They also call him my special friend. So those are the 2 levels.
Conrad was my friend until...
He's
very
still my
recently.
Really? They don't call him your
Dad
boyfriend?
Dickie.
Not yet.
Tall Potter?
Tall Potter.
Is he really your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Charlie also calls him just a friend.
No, I just know him as a tall Harry Potter. I don't know what you kids are doing, if you're official or whatnot. I don't know.
Charlie, what's his name?
What's that?
What's his name?
Tall Potter is his name.
Oh, my God.
I know his name.
Charlie.
He's been in the family for a year.
Charlie.
I knew you were going to ask.
Nobody answer this one for him. I want to see one.
All right.
His vein is popping out. That means he's in really big.
Oh, my God.
I know. Nora and...
throw out any name. See what sticks. We've been dating for over a year.
I got no idea. I just called him Tall Potter.
All right.
It's not, is it Harry? hang on, I'll get it. Is it like Jeff or Dan or something?
It's one syllable.
One syllable sounds like one of our brother's names.
No, that's confusing.
It kind of rhymes with Ron.
Don.
It's
John.
It's Irish. John.
It's like,
wrong.
Oh, it's it's Irish. It. It's yeah. I got no idea.
Charlie, you basically said it.
What?
Sean.
Would have never guessed. Honestly. Would have never guessed.
All right.
I don't think you've ever introduced us.
I did.
He's been over
the
many
very,
times.
Very, very first time.
I do know Sean's name. Now that you say that, I do. All right. Most likely to skip Sunday Mass. Dad, okay. Most likely to tear up the dance floor. Dad, who's a better singer?
Mom has a really good voice.
What is so funny?
Cute little lullabies, because everyone was like, oh, they don't have good voices. I was listening to the other podcast. They were so mean about it. Mom has a really good lullaby voice, and Dad has a cute little like kind of jingle along, kind of like a just kind of hum along kind of good voice.
I do.
So it depends.
They have different songs that they favor. So like Mom will sing
I love.
Yeah, I think Mom.
Yeah.
It's right. It's got, it can't just be
like,
any song.
I got ham, I got turkey, I got caviar.
No, but Dad babbles in the Billy Joel era, like that kind
babbles?
Of
babbles.
Dabbles. Dabbles. You know.
Well, I'm thinking more like a.
All right, so it's a toss up. It's a toss up. Who are you more scared to tell bad news to?
Depends what it is.
Oh, like, nowadays.
Nowadays, probably mom.
That's true.
Historically speaking, dad, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. On those days that I didn't do my homework and my teachers talked to my parents, I'd be walking down the road on the way home from school. We walked to school. And I would see if my dad's car was in the driveway or not.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I knew if I had to, you know, mentally prepare for whatever conversation I was going into.
Or when dad would go to conference night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you never want Dad to go to conference.
The most we could hope for was that he'd be on a call on conference night.
Yes. Yeah.
I used to try and get them to sign stuff that was not really good, and you did that by stacking it in the middle. You put the bad grades in the middle, obviously. Sometimes if it was really bad grade, you put a smiley face sticker over it, and then they didn't realize that was a bad grade because you put a smiley face sticker over the D, and they would sign it.
Right. All the red ink
so
wasn't an
indicator.
Did you
come clean about that one?
I don't know how they figured out. I think I did come clean at one point, you know, but then they also found at one point in the basement, they found a piece of paper where I was practicing mom and dad's signatures.
Yeah.
And that was a dead giveaway that I
Isn't
was.
Isn't that all page 37 in all of our notebooks?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Didn't we all do that?
Well, it's a very easy signature.
I would tell mom I was going
Mom's
on a field trip and she was like, how'd you get permission for that? And I said, I signed it for you, and she was like, Nora.
Nora, oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, but you, then that
you
was as
learned
sad
forgery
as she
that young?
I did too. I got yelled at for forging signatures, and I had to go to Google and look up what does forgery mean. I was very young.
Yeah.
I knew Sean. I knew the name.
I know. I know.
I
Don't
couldn't
worry.
Think of it. I you couldn't think it. Of it. I was under pressure.
Okay,
wow.
So like, the last one you did this the last podcast is you gave advice to each person with all of them in different stages of life.
Oh yeah. All right. Soon to be mother. What do I know about that? You know, time flies. You know, and well, you know that you're 30 already. So, you know. Addie, I don't know. Just enjoy every moment with the little bundle of joy.
That's the same advice you gave to Betsy.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, then it fits. Why would I want to give Betsy more advice than I gave you? I feel like that's pretty even, you know? Okay. I'll say this. all right. They're going to lie to you a lot and tell you a bunch of BS. And then at some point in their life, you got to catch them. And then they're still going to lie to you. Just let them get away with it.
Well, this took a very different spin than Betsy's now.
What was Betsy's?
Like, enjoy every moment. Yeah, it's like, not gonna last forever. Just gonna go so fast.
I've said that and you rejected it. And mine's
like,
it.
The little is gonna lie to you.
You pulled out bad advice. I was giving you good advice. Enjoy the moment. Because I'm thinking about, like, what I said with Ellie when I was 19. I feel like it was just yesterday. Now I'm like, whatever, 35. So that's a
you're
long
35.
Yeah. And you're oh 30s. Okay.
Whoa, but you're halfway to 70.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
Holy cow.
Okay.
Whoa. Isn't that crazy?
No, but you guys, what I'm
you
telling
could be
you,
my dad.
Do you get grays?
How's your periodontitis?
Do you tweeze out your grays?
No, I don't tweeze out my grays. I don't have grays. I'm just that relaxed.
No, you definitely have some.
Where?
Do you know who doesn't
have grays? Probably look
with
a flash.
Dad does not have grays.
Dad has grays.
No,
Dad now has like what? Like no, two strips of gray.
Have you seen my dad?
Yeah. He does have a lot of black hair still.
Yeah.
So that's good. Anyway, Addie, live in the moment. Enjoy it. Yeah, here today, gone tomorrow. Nora, always remember the names of people you meet, okay? Because, no, Nora, okay, so you're going into dentist school. I think really just follow...
She's in dentist school.
You're in dentist school, but really follow your passion, I think. You know, like, if you actually want to do something, but someone's like, oh, it's not going to make as much money or this or that, I would just do it, you know? And if... I don't know what you want to go
well,
into.
She's going to make a lot of money. She's going to be a dentist. So that's a bad example.
Do all dentists make a lot of money?
It depends.
Well, I don't know.
Nora, what's your anticipated salary?
I have no idea. It's 100 grand
just kidding.
In debt.
Okay. In debt.
Yeah, so... that's fun. Anyway.
Charlie, what's your advice about debt?
Debt?
Yeah.
What's your advice for long distance relationships?
Oh, yeah. You're in a long distance relationship?
Yes.
You should get to,
with who,
long
again?
Distance relationship. You really want my advice?
I don't think so.
No. Hey, do you like him? Is he nice to you?
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah. Sean, he's a good guy.
Good job. Good name recall.
Yeah.
Tall Potter.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
What do you like the most about him?
His glasses, obviously.
Okay. No, what do you actually like the most about him?
He's funny.
You like that he's funny?
Good personality, yeah.
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 He's humorous.
What?
He's a funny guy. He's a humorous dude.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I think that's good because, you know, if you spend a lot of time with someone, you get into a relationship, you get married, you know, Eddie will tell you a lot of that time sucks. So, you know, you want to laugh about it sometimes, you know, not more of it sucks than doesn't suck. Well, laughing is good. Why am I giving you guys advice? All right, Ellie, what do you want advice about? Why don't you ask what you want advice about?
No, I want to hear what you have to tell me.
No.
What do you think I would need right now?
You?
In advice. Yeah. In the advice realm.
Why don't you pull up your LinkedIn and read off what it says on your LinkedIn?
It says, hi, I'm a marketing student at
Marquette University and I hope to start a business on sustainable agriculture. Okay, so that was actually for an assignment, guys, and Charlie screenshotted that and sent that to me. And he was like, oh, like, you're actually thinking about doing this? And I was like, you mean, sure, why not? But then I looked into the environmental studies, like the minor, and I realized how many science and math courses I would have to take. And then I steered quickly away from that one.
Really?
But I would like to do something in sustainability. But right now I'm a business major. So.
Oh, got it. All right. Here's my advice.
It for the money.
No, for the money to start. And then I'm going to do something really cool with it.
You can spend as much time doing something you don't want to do as something you do want to do. So you might as well do what you want to do, you know? That'd be my advice. Emily, do you have anything you want advice on that you can ask your older brother for? You never ask me for advice in real life, so might as well.
No. I'm perfect in every way.
Oh, you are? Okay. Really? Yes. You got nothing? Oh, you're getting engaged. You're engaged.
I am about to
get married.
Yep.
Oh, who is planning the wedding?
Me and my fiance.
The both of you together?
Yes.
50-50?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Otherwise, if one person doesn't, the other person doesn't. Could lead to resentment, you know?
You weirdly gave me that same advice during my wedding planning.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I really?
Yeah.
God, I gotta, like, I'm just, like, and
actually,
I gave Betsy
you gave Brad it.
Did I?
Yeah.
I read a self-help book one time that said that.
That said.
That said just,
specifically about
it was
your
Dear
wedding.
Abby.
Yeah. Guys, this has been so much fun.
Are we done?
It really has.
Wow, that time was quick. Flies.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. Make sure you listen to the Cripes Cast. Follow us at Cripes Cast everywhere. Leave a comment if you want. Patreon.com/CharlieBarons. Colleen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for being a great EP on this podcast.
Thanks for being a great boss person and Wisconsinite.
Ah, thank you. That's really nice of you.
I was being serious.
I appreciate that.
Cheers.
And cheers to Hannah Milos for editing this as well. And cheers to all of you. Enjoy your new year. Do it responsibly, all right? We'll see you guys next year. We'll see you in the 2024. Bye-bye now.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. It will be packed in New York's Times Square tomorrow night, and CBS's Michael George is there as preparations are underway.
Happy New Year!
In Times Square, a practice run for the New Year's Eve ball drop.
When the real thing happens, there will be around a million people watching in person and also watching thousands of NYPD officers and counterterrorism teams using surveillance cameras and even drones up above.
There's a security perimeter set up. Bags and alcohol are not allowed in. Some nasty weather out west. CBS's Jeff Glore with details.
Millions along the west coast are still under a high surf advisory as heavy rainfall and coastal flooding threatens Washington State to California on this final weekend of the year. In Southern California, massive rogue